Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. If you didn't know, we're on Instagram, The Fan 96.5. This week's featured radio talent is Mac Morey. And one of his hidden talents, he says he can sound and sing exactly like Tom DeLonge from Blink 182.
Go for it, Mac.
I'm good.
Why?
Do it. There one day.
Okay. Fair enough.
Stop touching the
camera. Oh my gosh, I touched the camera.
Quit asking about the tables.
My friend Tracy's sitting at home watching it. She's like, the camera's off-centered, so I'm trying to fix it for her to make her happy. Talked to my friend Blake over at Supplement Superstores yesterday.
He goes,
I love watching you guys on the YouTube
Heck
feed.
Yes.
He goes, I dial in, and I just sit there, and I watch it all morning long.
I'm when like, I go back home and do the poo, I go to our YouTube page. I watch, like, I just randomly scroll through a segment to see how it sounds.
Yeah.
It does look cool.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm watching those shows on TV.
Absolutely, it does.
Like, the graphic, everything, so... shout out Mac for getting that started and running here at the station.
Yeah, way to go, Mac. Mm-hmm. Came in from Tennessee, and you're like, we're doing this, and you suggested it, and here we are.
No.
We asked Cody. Who? Was that a good Bob?
Never heard of him.
We asked a question on the other side regarding this story that I'm about to play for you of what's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased. boy, oh boy.
We are looking at an ordinary banana and an ordinary piece of duct tape. However, what makes the ordinary extraordinary is the intention of the artist who put this together. There is simply put no other artwork of the past 100 years that has provoked the kind of response that Maurizio Cattelan's Comedian did upon its installation at Art Basel Miami Beach in 2019.
The fact that the Comedian premiered at an art fair is a significant piece of context, as opposed to premiering in a gallery or museum context. Art fairs are extremely expensive to go to.
They are.
So they are primarily going to be trafficked by art collectors. It asks a question of who he wants to provoke first. If it's art collectors, then the question is this work a bit of a gambit? Are they going to gamble on a semi-absurdist idea? And, of course, the answer was yes.
$1 million for a banana on the wall.
And they said somebody would pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because there are people that have dumb money.
Yeah, tax write-off.
I'm going to buy a banana that's taped to a wall.
Do I get the wall? Does it come?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. Cut off a chunk of the wall?
Because if you take the banana off the wall, then the art's done.
Come on.
Right. It's no longer art.
Right. It's just the banana.
It's like, what do you call a guy with no arms and no legs?
Bob.
On a wall. No, on a wall.
Oh, on a wall. Art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs on the floor? Matt.
Same guy in water is Bob.
Yeah. Same guy in a hole is Phil.
Yeah.
So there's that. But no, we asked, what's the dumbest? We've all done it, right? You've been on, like, I don't know what's more dangerous in my life. Amazon drunk or DoorDash drunk?
DoorDash.
Yeah. Tough, dude.
Because Amazon, you can at least cancel the next.
Yeah.
DoorDash is tough. Yeah, and like, you know, you get on there and you're like one eye in it and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, or you're like, man, that's the cravings box this week. All right. But the thing I can tell you is that I've done it. And the way that I can say that I've done it is I was fortunate enough to work during COVID. Mm-hmm. Like I had a job that had a way that we could make money. And then obviously we got the, whatever the checks were, the $1,200, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, I got that and I was doing all right. And I thought to myself, okay, you know, you've been doing all right. You've been working. Go get that purchase. And what did I do? I, for some reason, was on Instagram and saw a flash sale from Ray-Ban. And I thought, ooh, you know what? I'm going to get a nice pair of sunglasses because that's a dumb thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I spent $265 on customized Ray-Ban aviator, polarizing mirror lens, all this platinum stuff. $265 broke them in less than a year.
Ugh.
Straight up.
So that was like my first purchase when I had my first job as a kid, right? I wanted Oakleys, right? And so I bought them. Yeah. I have no idea where those are.
And
right?
Now I have a pair of sunglasses that I won from a golf tournament, and I have a pair of Ray-Bans that I got in a previous relationship because we did the big Christmas gift. That's how we spent Christmas. Mm-hmm. It was like, what do you want? That's, you know, what do I want? And then we would kind of, you know, mesh our thoughts. And she was like, oh, I really want this pair of sunglasses. Like, okay. She's like, what do you want? I was like, I can do a pair of sunglasses. So I still have them, mm-hmm. but I treat them with care. But I'll tell you what, they don't go anywhere but the car.
Right.
Like they're in the sunglass thing in the secured spot. They go on when I drive or when I go and when the sun's out. Don't use them to mow. Don't use them when I go to the lake. When I go to the lake, I take them out of my car and put them inside because you know you're going to have that one friend that's like, man, I forgot my sunglasses. Here, use these. I'll go wear mine. Bottom of the lake.
Yeah, I did that. So, we were at Lake Tahoe 1 year for that golf tournament. Jumped in with my glasses on.
Ah, see you later.
I had a whole week in Lake Tahoe with no glasses on. Oh, I mean, it was awful. Like, you talking about
like French Stewart.
Oh, my God. The headaches. Like, I was an idiot. I don't know why I did that, but I was dumb, you know?
Yeah.
But the sunglass story is funny because I never really have purchased a good pair of sunglasses since I was in high school because I lost those right away.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Like, it is, right? And you know, so I do like Shady Rays, you know, you get 2 for $25 or something like that, or dollar store sunglasses because I remember one time we were in Dallas at a Ranger game and we were in the upper deck and, you know, they have those spirals that go down as they, you know. And my daughter, I was holding her at the time because she was 2 or 3, grabbed my sunglasses off my face and threw them down that spiral. So like 6 stories went down. $5 sunglasses, not a big deal. Sunglass spending is some of the most ridiculous money that you can spend because you know you're going to ruin them. You know you're going to lose them. You know they're going to get busted. So for me, the dumbest thing I ever bought was a life-size cardboard cutout of Jeremy Shockey. God, I had to have that. I think it was a Sky Mall catalog. I was an adult, too. This wasn't a child purchase.
He was polarized. He was a big athlete.
Yeah.
Came out of the U, went to the New York Giants, bald.
How old were you?
25? I mean.
Jeremy Shockey does it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. 20, I mean, probably 24, 25 years old. You know, I was working at KMBZ at the time. I'm like, oh, I need to have this.
Yeah.
And then, like, the basement flooded and it got wet. And, oh, it was a mess. What a waste of money.
Turned into Jeremy Shockless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a stupid purchase. Like, I know people buy the Ginsu knives when they used to watch those late night infomercial commercials, right? Mac probably has no idea what the Ginsu knife is.
No, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
He has no
idea. All right, I'm going to start the price out at $85. $85. Mac, dumb purchase?
Yeah, it was and it's a monthly subscription to Bumble in Wyoming. I played for the premium. Now, if you know anything about dating sites,
do you know what Bumble is?
I do know what Bumble is.
Premium Bumble. The girl has to, you know, like your
before photo, you can before see you, what she
so,
looks
so
like.
So Premium Bumble for guys doesn't really get you any advantage. So I was paying, you know, $15-$20 in Wyoming. Got one date, drove an hour and a half to Billings, Montana for it.
Dear God.
Her name was Montana.
He was horny.
Montana Funk. Real name. Real
I know
person.
Donnie Funk.
Yeah, what did she do for a living?
She was a
Come
lawyer.
Come on down, everybody.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Montana Funk. Put your hands together and get your greenbacks out.
So that was pretty dumb. Hannah makes fun of me for that all the time.
From the 913, you guys don't know the sunglass struggle. Long story short, my eyes are basically allergic to the light. My glasses cost $600.
Oh, God, dude. Damn. I'm so sorry to hear that. That sucks.
Oh, my buddy had to buy a pair of glasses because they're the dual lens.
Yeah.
Because they're prescription and regular. Man. They were like $500. He's like, I have to wear the frat strap everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Every day of life. Because he just, you know, randomly you just take them off. You think, oh, good thing they're on my neck.
This 816 text. An owl call on a drunken Amazon purchase. I thought it'd be cool to get an owl to call back. One showed up within a few days, didn't leave for 2 months. So annoying.
An owl? You got an owl? Oh, an owl caller?
Yeah.
They're good to have around, though. They keep the woodpeckers off the house. I've got fake owls up.
That's cool.
They freak me out, man.
Owls do?
I mean, they're big, dude.
They are huge. When they have the wingspan.
I was on my back. I know we're running short of time. Boss would be pissed. But funny story. I was on my back patio about 8 to 9 Miller High Lice deep. And I started to notice the dragonflies disappearing. Turned out as bats going out there and eating them. You know, this is like June, July. So they eat those. And so then I started Google searching. You know, I've got the recreational stuff next to me. I'm like, are they going to attack me? And it's like bats don't attack humans. You know, unless you had like bugs all in your hair, they'd come in, you know, whatever. And then
that's how you get rid of lice.
So that you could. So then I started noticing the bats disappear and I started hearing like crows or whatever birds it were, just like over and over, like Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what is that? And then I don't know if you've ever seen Batman and Robin or Batman Forever when the Joker or the Riddler at the end's like doing the bat thing. Dude, this owl hits the moon perfectly and I see the wingspan and it just soared through my backyard. Looked like a damn 727. Huge, dude. And I was like, all right, that's the night. Go inside.
Yeah, those owls will protect your house, man. They're good to have around. Dude. Yeah.
I mean, talents on those things pick up a small dog.
Oof.
Oof. Yeah, they are brutal, dude. Freak me out.
Did you say, who was that when it flew by?
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.